Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You always remember the feeling of not pulling through. It sticks with you for a while, and it really doesn't leave. But again, I think every year that you go through in this league, you learn more things about yourself, about your team, about the game of football. You know, we're just grateful and humbled to have another opportunity at it. It's another week that we get to play, because really there's only four teams playing right now. So we look at that, and you know, we just love the opportunity that we have.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen. It's also kind of cool seeing the new backdrop for like every team.
Yeah.
So I saw a few Washington players playing, and it was like, now they got the NFC Championship game banner. Bills, Chiefs have the AFC Championship. Man, I cannot wait. Cannot wait for Sunday. Game start at 3 o'clock with Philadelphia hosting Washington, and then 6:30 is our game, Bills at Kansas City. Let's get connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. How are you feeling on a Thursday as we get ready for the AFC Championship? We will start today with Alan on the line. Alan, how are we doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys? First of all, when that Houston game ended last week, I said to my son, oh my gosh, we got to get this Chiefs team. Holy cow. Houston went up and down the field on that team. And I'll say this, and I said it again, if Fairbairn doesn't miss that extra point to tie the game, I think it's a different game. I think that took the morale right out of the team. And you look, 10 minutes and 30 seconds they held the ball at the start of the fourth quarter. Chiefs had no answer. None. They couldn't stop Mixon. Mixon was running all over the place. Over the middle was that tight end. I can't remember his name. Houston's tight end. But my other point is this. Last week, I was very nervous when we played the Ravens. I said, you know, I still believe we're going to beat them. We're going to find a way to win because that's Buffalo's Bills football. But I was nervous. If the Ravens were to play the Chiefs, I think with Henry, they would have pounded them. I think the Ravens are a better team. I feel great about this game. I picked the Bills 30-17. I personally think the Chiefs are going to get a late touchdown or a late field goal, and I don't think this is going to be close. I think Buffalo's on a mission. You can't lose four of these games in a row to this team. I mean, you can.
Yep.
But you can't. You just can't. Mm-hmm. Allen wants, you know, Allen's not in his third year anymore, second year. He had a phenomenal year. And I know people say, oh, the Chiefs are upset because of the first game. Cincinnati went in there three years ago. And the way they beat Mahomes, they didn't let Tyreek Hill try a few trick plays. They stopped him, and they got to Mahomes. They pressured him. I think Mahomes even fumbled once, if I'm not mistaken, like around the 30, 35. And they were in his face. And they should have beat him, I think, the next year when they had him in the championship game. And I think there was a couple – I mean, I'm not going to go there. I'm not one to complain. A couple bad calls at the end of the game that Cincinnati fans were going crazy. But I thought they outplayed him then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thank you. And I'll just hang up and listen to you. Have a good one.
Thanks for the call, man. I like that you brought up that drive, too, to start the third quarter. I thought Houston was masterful on that drive. I think it was to open up the third quarter. Mixon ends up finishing off with a 13-yard touchdown run. And then, yeah, like you brought up, Kymie Fairbairn's missed extra point, keeps it at 13-12. They then have the touchdown pass to Kelce, and it kind of gets away from them. But we brought this up yesterday with Aaron Quinn, and I think Sal as well, where, yes, every team that lost – on divisional weekend, outgained their opponent.
Mm-hmm.
The difference really was the turnover battle. Washington was +5, Bills were +3. I think Philadelphia was +1. The difference was that Houston and Kansas City were even at 0. It was really, you know, CJ Stroud's taking terrible sacks that was kind of killing drives. They had a few moments that were just missed. Kymie Fairbairn misses that extra point. He also misses a field goal earlier in the game as well.
There was just like, I feel like it's those mental mistakes mm-hmm. that we have seen other teams do against the Chiefs in the past. And that's kind of like, not to completely discredit the Chiefs, but that's a big part of how they win these games sometimes. I mean, there's days where you see Patrick Mahomes is not Patrick Mahomes and their offense is not working. And especially mm-hmm. since Tyreek Hill has left. And they still somehow pull these wins out because of the fact that the other team is making these mental mistakes. I think it's partially on the Texans, like the Texans specifically. I think it's partially on C.J. Stroud just being, it's his second year. He's still getting into the groove of the NFL, and things did not go as planned at all this year, I don't think, for Houston. I mean, Houston was kind of expected to be this AFC powerhouse, and granted, they did have some injuries. They were very all over the place all season long. So I think that partially plays into that specific matchup. But in terms of looking at the Chiefs overall, like look at the Week 11 game. Mm. The Bills played smart, mental, mistake-free football. They had one turnover, sure, but it didn't affect the game. They didn't let that affect them. They went out and got two turnovers of their own and still kept control of the game. That's the key against these guys, against these Chiefs, is you have to just control it in your way. Let them think they're playing their game, but just control it and play it your way. And that's like the best way to beat this version of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was you just got to outgun them. Now it's you have to outplay them, and I think the Bills can easily do that. They did that to the Ravens, who looked to have the better advantage all over the board.
And I agree with Alan too on that on the call, because I was saying it last week that the winner of Bills Ravens I thought would go on to beat the Chiefs. I think they're both playing better football than the Chiefs. Yeah. You also look at it too. Going back to that Week 11 matchup, the big thing we were talking about was third down efficiency and just how exceptional Kansas City was at it. I think they were close to a 50% pop every third down. They were first in the league, what have you. Against Houston, they were 4-for-11 on third downs.
Yeah,
212 total yards. They won that game off of bad mistakes by Houston. When I say that, I mean more Kymie Fairburns misses and 8 sacks on C.J. Stroud. That's what won them the game. It was not anything that he did on offense. Dalton Schultz was the tight end Alan, the caller, was talking about. He went 4-for-4 for 63 yards.
Yeah.
That's close to the stat line going back to Week 11 that Dawson Knox had. And for much of the year this year, Dawson Knox has kind of been up and down. You don't really know why he's there with Kincaid. He had 6 targets for 4 catches, 40 yards against the Chiefs back in Week 11. You wonder how Kincaid's going to go, especially with how good the Bills are at tight end top to bottom. They're not great necessarily, but they have good NFL tight ends, and how bad Kansas City is at defending that position specifically. Khalil Shakir was also somebody that went off. That was one of his early games. I think he had like 8 catches or six to eight catches, something like that. But he was targeted a lot. He attacked the middle of the field. This is not the Ravens game. I think that's the key thing to remember here. The Ravens matched up better defensively to stop the Bills from scoring. We maybe didn't talk about it nearly as enough as maybe we should have, because we're talking a lot about stopping Henry and such. But I think the Ravens matched up better at slowing the Bills down, really making life difficult. The Bills, though, were able to still find success running the ball like they did against Denver. I think they can do both against Kansas City, and I think that's the key. I do think they're going to score 30. I don't know if it's going to be necessarily 30-17, like the caller Alan was saying there, and maybe a late touchdown as well to make the score look a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to put up 30. I do. I think they can move the ball on this Kansas City team.
I think an interesting thing to look at, like if you want to, let's say, get away from Chiefs-Texans, because that was a game where if you're watching it, you're kind of getting frustrated with the Chiefs, right? Like, if you want to look at a different...
Yeah, I hated the whole game.
Right. But if you want to look at a different thing that you can kind of almost compare it to in terms of how the Chiefs were able to win that game, look at the week before, Rams-Vikings in the wild card round.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings had the better team, I think. Overall, like performance-wise throughout the whole season, they had the better team. Mental mistakes are why they lost that game. Sam Darnold was sacked 9 times against the Rams.
So bad.
It was really awful. The Rams were outplayed by Darnold still in the throwing game. I mean, sure, it was only 45 yards. Like, Matthew Stafford had 209 yards and Darnold had 245.
Well, they got away from it. I mean, the Rams were up so early that Vikings needed to throw.
Right. Even though they kind of did. But even if you look at like the team stats, like it was still pretty even. But the fact that you have sacked 9 times, the Rams were 2-for-10 on third down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, they just never got on
the Vikings. Okay. The Vikings were 6-for-17. It's just, if you want to just not look at a Chiefs game for this, look at a game like this where maybe the Rams in the moment were better than the Vikings, but overall, I think the Vikings could have been better and beaten the Rams.
2-for-10, wow.
Yeah, but that game had a lot of mental mistakes in it from the Vikings offense specifically. But that's something that you have to just avoid against a team like the Chiefs. You avoid that against any team, really, and you win the game. Mm-hmm. You make the least amount of mental mistakes that lead to on-field mistakes, and that's how you win it. That's how you win the turnover battle. That's how you win time of possession.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that, broken down. And I think that the Bills have really done that well this year.
Yeah, they
especially
keep doing
with
it.
The evolution of Allen.
As much as maybe people are thinking, like, all right, it's gonna slow down eventually, but it hasn't.
Right.
So I've now hit a point with at most two games left, it's not going to stop this year.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they're going to win games, and they're going to keep winning games. It probably will stop at some point next year.
Sure, sure.
I can't now bank on it or get worried that it's going to stop this year, because it hasn't.
But listening to Josh Allen talk yesterday too, and he kind of made the joke about that lateral with James Cook, right? Like, where it was like, yeah, the good guy won on that one. Like,
yeah.
It's funny, but it also shows you like how much he's actually grown and how much he's changed his mindset, if you will.
He really thought about doing it.
He did, and yeah. I honestly think he could have done it.
Like a psycho.
He could have done it. I had faith in him. If he threw that lateral was going to be touchdown. But I'm glad we didn't have to find out, because that would have been terrifying.
I'm glad we didn't have to deal with that. Next up is Jason on the line. Jason, how are we doing this morning?
Great. I agree with Alan. I'm so confident about this game. I mean, the Chiefs have a pretty record, but they failed the sniff test. They've been getting by in smoke and mirrors all year. And like you said, on other people's mistakes, and the Bills simply aren't making them. I mean, their defensive backfield is healthy and high functioning. Their running game, they could throw anybody in, and I think they'll run all over the Chiefs. I'm just really confident. I think the coaching staff is in a better position than they were in past games. I think the mindset's right. And I think it's going to be a big win, and I think it's going to be an easy win.
Jason, thanks for the call. I love the phrasing of "they don't pass the sniff test." That's so good. And there's no better way to say it than "they just don't pass the sniff test." Mm-hmm. They have a pretty record, like Jason just said there, but they haven't looked great, really. They had two games to end the year where it was like, ooh, maybe they figured it out. Here they come. But then you looked at the teams and it was like, oh, it's Pittsburgh and Houston. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And then we get to the playoffs, and sure, there's always an argument for rust versus rest. I get it. But then we get into the playoffs and they get by on 212 yards, but they got 8 sacks on a quarterback who has a really bad offensive line.
Yeah.
And seems to be prone to getting sacked and to taking bad sacks. Where Allen is sacked the least amount in the NFL. And unlike the last matchup, their potential, all-world right tackle is in. And they're healthy in the offensive line. And like the caller brought up, they kind of can throw at anyone they want to run the ball, and it's working. Ty Johnson's the guy that gets the game-clinching first down.
Yeah. On a huge run, too. Big run from him. Like, and that's the thing, is like, when you have guys like Ty Johnson contributing, like where it's like we had the conversation last week, that Baltimore caller. Oh, like Justice Hill, I think he'll do something. Who's Justice Hill? Well, a lot of people would probably say, who's Ty Johnson? To us, he's great. But
he's the guy.
It's the unknown players that really do it to you in these playoff games. That's the guys that step up and step out of the woodwork and get things done.
Mm-hmm. And Johnson continues to make plays for them. Cook continues to make plays for them. Ray Davis,
by the way,
comes back from concussion and is having crucial runs.
Mm-hmm. Looks fantastic.
Looks good
too.
Yep.
Yeah. To go back to the caller's point too, not passing the sniff test. All season, the Chiefs have reminded me of the 2020 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, they just happened to win a playoff game.
Yeah, sure. But every single game, it felt like they were the 2020 Pittsburgh Steelers. Because there were games in that run for the Steelers where they were blowing teams out and winning by a lot. And then there were a lot of games where it was very close.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, this could end and go down in a blaze of glory here.
They said a typical Steeler ending of the season where it's like, oh, and you're bad. Okay.
Yeah, then they lost three.
And they go into the playoffs. Bad.
They lost four out of the last five games.
Yeah.
And went to the playoffs 12-4, lost 48-37. To the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm. 803-0550, the number two call. Coming up in just under 15 minutes, Alex Brasky, Batavia Daly is going to join the show, talk a little bit more Bills and Chiefs. What are his thoughts going into Sunday? We'll also be joined by Sal Capaccio at 11:30. Bills, their first real practice today. We'll also get a little bit of the word, though, on the injury report from yesterday. What are Sal's feelings as well going into this game? Zach Jones, Josh Mann here in the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.